this radio show over the years. But one of those things I have never been is early. When we get on early this morning, Scotty Fry at the board getting it done. And, you know, Scotty adjusts and improvises as good as anybody in the business, just like the Blue Demons last night. CMB really threw a lot of things at this defense last night, a lot of different formations. And I've been seeing a lot of formations, a lot of different things they had to adjust to. And Scotty comes in this morning. He's got the one computer down, and we're having to come on a little early and adjust and improvise. Scotty Fry, the maestro behind the mic, getting it done. Hey, what a beautiful day we got going here in the Heartland. It's absolutely gorgeous, and what a great day to be out with the family. And I'm looking to be out with my family today. A unpaid but well-deserved plug for the Pierce's Pumpkin Patch over in Sheraton, just north of Sheraton on 14. Got nothing going on today, and a day to have, really a good day to have nothing to do but enjoy being out and seeing God's creation. What a beautiful day here in the Heartland. What a beautiful night it was last night, and it was a beautiful artistic job on the football field by the Blue Demons last night. 63-6, the final score. Albie over CMB, and we're going to talk with head coach Jerry Staton here in just a moment. We also got the guy behind that tough-nosed defense. I got Coach Oduffer here in the studio. Coach Farrington here. We're going to talk about two sides of the football that were very stingy last night and got the job done. 63 points for Albie, holding CMB, a very good football team, to 6 points. That's getting things done. Lots to talk about. We're going to run through all the scores when we come back and set things up for a busy run here in this hour that we call the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Get more for your money with Community First Credit Union. For a limited time only, with a minimum of $500, open a 6-month certificate account at 2% APY. That is a 6-month certificate account at 2% APY. Stop by your local branch today to maximize your earnings, and don't miss your chance to earn more with CFirst. APY is annual percentage yield. Funds must be from another financial institution. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Put in a Community First Credit Union.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
You're invited to the fall open house at Mahaska Drug in Oskaloosa this Friday and Saturday, October 9th and 10th. Refreshments and register for door prizes every day. There's fun for everyone at the fall open house at Mahaska Drug. And don't forget your Halloween costumes for everyone, from infant to plus sizes. Yes, savings throughout the store, thousands of items on sale. The open house, Friday and Saturday, Mahaska Drug, A Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Give your clothes the care they deserve with the new Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washer and dryer. With 4.8 cubic feet of capacity, this washer offers enough space to wash more than 3 baskets of laundry in just one load. Precision Dispense Plus, along with 11 adaptive wash cycles, automatically sense and adjust to the size of your load, while only using the correct amount of water, providing you with the perfect combination of powerful cleaning and gentle fabric care. Paired with a Whirlpool Cabrio 7.6 cubic foot high efficiency dryer, drying loads from your Cabrio washer is made easy. Advanced moisture sensing technology automatically ends the drying cycle to prevent over drying, while the enhanced touch-up steam cycle uses steam to relax wrinkles and refresh clothes in as little as 20 minutes. When paired together, you can save over $3,300 in lifetime energy cost. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see the full line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960.
This is an exciting time of year for all of us at Gardner Collier Jewelry, as we are having our double discount sale. All Seiko and Pulsar watches are now 20% off with an extra 10% savings. Gold chains, yellow and white gold, are double discounted also, 20% off with an additional 10% savings. Save today at Gardner Collier Jewelry. Layaway for Christmas, Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Big night for Albie last night on the road. And another test and another A-plus out of this Albie Blue Demon football team. 63-6 Albie over CMB. Albie number 1 and 2A. CMB came in number 9 and 13 and 8 were there. TV 13 and TV 8, and so I'll be getting a lot of publicity last night, and a lot of fun. After the football game, TV 13 stayed around, and they went live. During the broadcast, Keith Murphy even had texted in and said, Albie is for real, and I said, yes, sir, they are for real. And the offensive line got lots of accolades last night. They were live, and they got to show off their acclimate and be recognized on TV 13, and that was a great thing for the football program, along with Carter Isley. 63-6, the final score. Now let's take a look at some of the other scores on the Friday Night Lights big board, and you can get your Thunderbolt app, Android or Apple device, and get all the scores every Friday night. Simple download, free of charge, and all the updates coming, and of course White Buffalo provides $5 off some buckets of beer and some wings until 11 o'clock on Friday night. Just bring that, bring your app in and show them it, and you'll get a great deal. Let's take a look at these scores. North Polk, a big winner last night over Davis County, 48-0. PCM, Albie's next opponent, gets by Clark, 42-6. Fort Madison, a winner over Centerville last night, 30-13. It was Muscatine beating Ottumwa, 56-35. Waukee, a big winner over Indianola, 42-7. Sheraton, a game you heard here live last night, and of course you just heard the recap. Sheraton, a winner over Knoxville, a very important football game last night for Sheraton. Many reasons, a record and their record. A record for TJ Hawkinson becoming the state's all-time leading receiver in catches, and also for Knoxville, for Sheraton to get a win over Knoxville, keeps them in a place where they have a chance at one of those top four spots and get into the playoffs. And they have secured their first winning season since 2006. So a great win last night for Sheraton. It was Norwalk getting passed to Oskaloosa last night, 42-7, the final score there. Carlisle, a winner over Sadale, 54-7. Pella, 47-7 over Newton. It was Fairfield, a team that Albie played. Now, you're getting a theme here. You've seen these scores that some of Albie's opponents, 43-33, Fairfield over Mount Pleasant, and Fairfield with a good win last night. And so maybe that test in week number two was a pretty good test for Albie. It was I-35, a big winner last night over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 42-0. Sigourney, Kyoto over Highland, 54-20. That was on stream number 6 of KIIC last night. Pella Christian continues to demonstrate how good they are, 56-18 over Columbus Community. West Marshall gets defeated by Iowa City Regina, 47-6. Pleasantville, a big winner, shutout winner, 63-0 over Southeast Warner. It was Wayne, a big winner last night, 76 over Seymour. And one of the best games all around last night, and maybe on the year, it was Moravia, a winner last night, 28-26. How about that Southern Iowa showdown over Twin Cedars? What a great football game. Two outstanding football programs, two outstanding coaches, but Moravia gets the win and holds on, 28-26, the final score there. Lamoni, a big winner over Melcher Dallas, 56-0. Montezuma, a winner, 48-0 over North Mahaska. And Belk Plain was defeated by BGM Brooklyn, 55-24 last night. Iowa Valley gets beat by Colfax Mingo, 58-32. And Linville Sauley, wow, that's putting up some points and playing some defense, 72-0 over GMG. Pekin, a winner. Again, Pekin stays undefeated. They defeat Lone Tree last night, 35-20. And it was New London, a winner of Van Buren, 50-6. And all those scores on one little app right off my iPhone. And you can do the same thing by downloading that app. We're going to take a quick timeout, come right back. Coach Staten is on deck. We're going to talk about this Albie football team. We're going to talk about that offensive line and that tough-nosed defense. and that test that was given to him last night and get his analysis. When we come back to the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The life insurance business is a lot like, well, life. It feels good to be recognized for a job well done, like when you get that World's Greatest Mom mug or that Employee of the Month award. At State Farm, it's the same kind of feeling we get when customers rate us highest in customer satisfaction among life insurance providers by J.D. Power. Talk to a State Farm agent and find out how good it can feel to be protected with State Farm Life Insurance. In Oskaloosa, stop and see your good neighbor, State Farm agent Wendell Campbell at 807 A Avenue West. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The McDonald's Chorizo Burrito.
The McDonald's Chorizo Burrito.
With fluffy eggs, cheese, and chorizo sausage.
With fluffy eggs, cheese, and chorizo sausage.
The only thing better than one,
the
of,
only
these
thing better than one of these
bad boys
is two of them.
Okay, I think they get it. You can stop now.
I'm going to stop now.
Thank you.
Stop it.
Start your day with a real breakfast that's two times as tasty. And get two chorizo burritos for just $3. Only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Limited time offer. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on menu board.
It's sweet. It's a treat. It's aromatic. It's taste buds ecstatic. It's so long summer and hello, tasty friend. It's like flying through a pumpkin patch on a leaf blower powered hayride with a goat named Leche who escaped from the petting zoo. It's the scent of the season. It's the flavor of fall. The one, the only, the autumnal for all. It's the McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte, and it's all these things all season long. Grab one today and let your pumpkin spice season begin at McDonald's. At participating restaurants, limited time only.
It's our 85th anniversary, and to celebrate, we're offering not one, but two ways to win up to $8,500 with the Hy-Vee Brands for Grands cash giveaway. Just swipe your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card at checkout. For each Hy-Vee brand product you buy, you get a chance at $8,500 in cash. Plus, enter online for a chance to have the Hy-Vee brand wagon come to your house and get $100 for every Hy-Vee brand product in your home. Win up to $8,500 with our 85th anniversary Hy-Vee Brands for Grands cash giveaway. Some restrictions apply.
Menards has the sale that lets you save big on over 65,000 items. So get ready to save with an 11% rebate on everything. Now's the perfect time to stock up on everything you need for all your latest projects. Hurry in and save big with an 11% rebate on everything, including sale prices. That's savings on top of savings. Get everything you need with an 11% rebate going on now. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Get more for your money with Community First Credit Union. For a limited time only, with a minimum of $500, open a six-month certificate account at 2% APY. That is a six-month certificate account at 2% APY. Stop by your local branch today to maximize your earnings, and don't miss your chance to earn more with CFirst. APY is annual percentage yield. Funds must be from another financial institution. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the Community First Credit Union.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Football Friday nights, nothing better than being on radio, bringing you the coverage of this Albion Bleeman football team. And what an impressive win last night, 63-6, the final score, Albion over CMB. And we've got the head coach sitting next to us here in the KIC studios, high above the Albion Square. People, get out and enjoy this beautiful weather. Hold on to these moments. I have a feeling that fall will slip away quickly, so you got to take care of these moments. Taking care of moments, we got the coach sitting next to me, Hall of Fame Coach Jerry Staton. Coach, great job out of your guys last night, really taking care of the moment. And I know when I leave the studio and I get around town today and get out, and I enjoy having people comment about the radio broadcast and about your football program and about things that are going on here in Albion on the football field. And one of the questions that comes every week after an impressive win by Albion is, when are they going to get tested? And you know, people are saying, that CMB game is going to be their first test, and I just can't. I go back to this over and over again, Coach. It's going to be a skipping record here to the people who are next to me all the time, and that is sometimes if you're the teacher, you've got to say, well, maybe the test isn't that easy. If I got one kid that's acing the test, maybe the students really study that hard to pass with flying colors.
Well, we can only play the schools that are on our schedule, and the teams on our schedule are going out and beating other teams after we play them. So we can just go do the best job we can do, and at the end of the season, just check and see how those teams did. Now, last night, CMB was without some of their key players. They had four players suspended, and they had two others that were injured. And this time of the year, you don't really control those kinds of things. But I want to say this about Coach Luther at CMB. He's a quality guy. He's been around a long time. And they're doing the right thing. The young men they suspended broke the team rule, whatever it was. And they didn't put winning ahead of doing what's right. Once we had to suspend at another school 32 players, and we faced a team, a class above us with only 16 players. We didn't win the game. We lost by 6 points. But that was the first big step we had towards winning a state championship at that school, because the kids in the school knew we weren't going to mess around. If they weren't going to follow the team rules and be a good citizen and do what's right, then they were going to have to sit out. And we didn't have problems with that from then on. Now, some of the people in the town didn't like it. They thought they were being cheated on their tickets and whatever. And then one of my former players from another school wrote a letter and talked about what football is really all about and what it does for kids. And that was the end of the letters to the editor from the Boo Birds. So I respect Coach Luther, and those kids of his fought hard. They were undermanned. A lot of TV stations and people there. John Naughton of the Des Moines Register was there. John's a great reporter and one of their lead guys, and it was good to talk to him. And CMB gets some of those players back now, and they're going to be okay. But we'll play whoever's next on the schedule. We have another really good program that has a great coaching staff and a great tradition, and that's next on the schedule. It's the most important game for us because it's the next one, and we'll see how that game comes out. But we are tested every Friday night because we're not measuring our success by the other team. We are measuring our success by how we do and how we play. And if we're playing on a high plane, then we've passed the test. And we don't play their record. We don't play their scoreboard. We play to be our best. Hard for people to understand, but our kids get it, and that's what counts the most. And that's our story, and we're sticking to it.
Well, Coach, real impressive last night. A lot of things really impressive about last night. But after the football game, the offensive line got interviewed, and Carter Isaac was there to get interviewed, and they were going live on TV. And what a great moment for the program, for them. And Carter Isaac gets asked, as all of them did, and John Sears, great guy. He's really a fan of Albie. He asked Carter, it's got to be your goal as a senior to get back to the Dome and win this year. And Carter said, yep, that's one of our goals, but also to play our best. And I thought, he could have ended like most kids there and say, we're going to win the state title. But he didn't let the conversation stop with that. He went right to and playing our best.
Well, Carter has bought in. He's all in, and he's a leader on our team, and he is typical of the kind of people we have playing for us this year. And I played offensive line myself, and I played outside linebacker, and that was fun too. But in my playing days and in all my years of coaching, never had the media interview the offensive line, and I was really pleased last night. It made me just grin from ear to ear when they interviewed the offensive line, because normally when a back runs through the line and makes a big gain or makes a touchdown, all eyes are on him, and they all say what a great and wonderful person he is, but they didn't think about the guy up there that's moving those other big guys out of the way so he could have a hole to get through. So I was very pleased to see our offensive line get that, and they handled it quite well. They haven't had a lot of experience in front of the TV cameras, but they did just fine. This is a really fun group of people to coach, very coachable. They listen to us, and then they get out and try and do what we ask them to do, and they care about each other, and Those are the ingredients of a successful season.
Well, they were called the TV. You guys went off the field, and they called them back. So watching them run across the football field, they became sprint stars down that 50-yard dash to midfield. It was a thing of beauty, Coach. But a lot of things of beauty. One of the things that maybe doesn't get caught by the eye, but and I'm not saying I have a better eye, but I will say I came away very impressed and continue to be impressed, and it's really a compliment to your coaching staff, is the way that when the twos and the threes come in, their backups, that there's no let off in execution and the performance of the place. And geez, over the years, watching people who are going to bring their second, third team in late in the game or in those moments when the game's already decided, you'll see confusion with players getting on and off the field. You'll see confusion in the way they run the plays, and it doesn't look the same way it did when the one's in. I did not see that, Coach. That's impressive, and I haven't seen it all year. That tells me your coaches are doing a great job of coaching in practice.
Well, you gave me two things there. One was the offensive line being called back on the field and sprinting. But, you know, when we ring the dinner bell, they run just as hard that way too. And so they realize that this may be their only opportunity in their career to be on TV. So they did hustle back over, and I was happy for them for that. And the rest of what you said is very, very true. When we put our number twos and number threes in, we expect them to perform on a high level. Now, there have been times when we've had the ball down by the goal line and we could have scored another touchdown that we kneeled the ball down. But out in the middle of the field, those kids need to play. They are going to be the guys playing next year. And we want them to have that experience, and they're supposed to play on a high level. As the season has gone on, they've had many, many repetitions because of our two platoon system at doing what they do. So they get better at it. And now I want to say this to all the reserves on the team. When we start putting the reserves in, they need to be near their position coach and not expect the position coach to go looking for them on the sidelines. We'll get guys in the ball game, but if you want to get in, you'd be right there by that position coach. And receivers get by me, and I shuffle them in and out. But if they don't come up by me, I don't have time to go on the bench and looking for them. So we want to get everybody in the game when we can.
We're going to take a timeout, and I'm going to regather my voice back here, and we're going to come back and relive some of those highlights and get Coach's thoughts as we continue to roll along on this Coach's Corner. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
A warm, home-like atmosphere awaits those at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Our progressive, professional staff offer 24-hour skilled nursing rehabilitation and outpatient services. We have a comprehensive care plan in place for each patient's individual needs to offer only the highest quality treatment programs. Our interdisciplinary team meets with each resident to determine an all-inclusive care plan. My name is Rachel Gooden, and I'm the new administrator at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, just south of the square in Albia. Call 641-932-7105.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
You're invited to the Fall Open House at Mahaska Drug in Oskaloosa this Friday and Saturday, October 9th and 10th. Refreshments and register for door prizes every day. There's fun for everyone at the Fall Open House at Mahaska Drug. And don't forget your Halloween costumes for everyone from infant to plus sizes. Yes, savings throughout the store. Thousands of items on sale. The open house, Friday and Saturday, Mahaska Drug, A Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Electrifying night on a beautiful night from Baxter, Iowa. CMB was the next test for Albion. And let's take a look at some of these stats. 444 yards of total offense for the Blue Demons. 77 through the air. 367 on the ground. And Coach is trying to hand that headset off. You know, he's unselfish and he's... not a red car kind of guy. He doesn't wear a red jacket into the booth like certain coaches came today. Won't mention any names, Coach Farrington. But 167 yards of 367 yards on the ground. Carter Isley with 177 yards. Albia's defense holds CMB. And I'll tell you what, they are a difficult offense to try to scheme against, and they hold them to only 92 yards. Rushing last night, a total of 242 yards. Pretty impressive. Not pretty impressive. It was an impressive night of football for Albion. Let's relive some of those moments. Carter Isley had a huge night for the Blue Demons, and Carter Isley on this second carry here gets a touchdown run for the Blue Demons.
Fourth and short, ball on the...
I'm good.
They're going to go for it.
Not even going to
fourth down
that.
And about... 3 inches. Here is Isley. Left side. Gaping hole. Stand up. Walking in. Touchdown, Albion. Carter, the Iceman Isley. And how about the blocking by that offensive front, Christian? That was impressive.
That is the second touchdown tonight for Carter Isley. Carter walked into the end zone a lot. You know, Carter gets a lot of yards after carry. Coach, I don't know. There's a lot of guys we've watched run the football over the years, and Carter may be amongst the very best in terms of the yards after contact. He really is a physical football player and determined runner.
Well, that's one of the things we emphasize to our running backs is because they – tackle you doesn't mean you have to go down. Some people, when they get tackled, they just fall to the ground. But if you keep your feet moving when you have the football, you can even move the pile. And that's frustrating to a defense to have the pile. They got five or six guys in there, but the guy keeps moving forward. And it's also kind of the same thing with the offensive line. They call them ground pounders because when they make contact, their feet are supposed to pound the ground like a jackhammer to open the hole up, and some offensive linemen will just, they'll hit, and their cleats grow roots, and so those are things that we emphasize. It's not an accident, and first time Carter carried the ball, he got tackled and went down, and we had a little talk with him, and that changed his demeanor with the football a lot.
Well, you know, you looked at Carter's stats, and boy, it just seemed like he had 300 or 400 yards rushing, and every time he touched the football, he was going for 20 yards or a touchdown, and ends the night with 171. We asked one of our contests at the end of the game was we had people text in, how many yards rushing did Carter Isley have on the night? We had some, not just a few, some 500, 300. 400 yards rushing, and I mean, lots of those, you know, because that's the way it sounded. That's the way it felt. But he only carried the ball 13 times last night, 171 yards, and you had 367 yards of rushing. Man, there's Carter Isley did 13 carries for 177 yards. That's impressive. But you had a lot of other guys who contributed and can run the football. Kyle Sennett, we're going to hear some from him. Freshwater continues to do a great job. Blake Bears is tremendous at putting that ball in his hip and getting outside corner. But, man, it just it was impressive.
Well, we're not about trying to build up statistics. We're about trying to be the best that we can be. And Carter can only run the distance he has to get to the goal line. And our defense keeps putting us with the ball with a short field. And, you know, you can't turn around and run around backwards and then try to run forward to get more yards. So we take what we can get. And it's great to see some of the younger backs coming on. Senate had some great runs last night, and you know, there will be another year, and we're looking forward to finishing up this year in good stead, and then we'll look at what we have coming back. But Carter has learned to carry the ball, but we have other threats too, and different guys that can run the ball. We didn't even get to use Bryce at all in the backfield, and he's an outstanding back in his own right. He would start on most of the teams around that we have played even.
Well, Coach, we're going to visit with Coach Farrington some more and relive some more of these highlights. But you got a big week coming up. You've got your Pink Out's going to take place next Friday night. PCM coming to town, and then in the morning, you guys are going to service breakfast.
Well, I finally have figured out when that pancake thing is. I keep trying to have it every Saturday, and you know, I hope people haven't been showing up.
I'm okay with doing it every Saturday, Coach, because my family's been looking forward to it every week that someone's going to make breakfast for them, because I don't do a good job of that, Coach.
Well, and the game is for a good cause, and people ask me, well, why don't your guys wear pink? And we try to keep the same demeanor. We don't get too high for a game or too low after a game, and we have all our guys look the same, and we don't want to change those things. Doesn't mean don't support the project. We'll be glad even to go out and help fundraise if they find something for us to do. But we'll be in our regular uniform, and the cheerleaders and everybody else can wear the pink. I've had a relative die from cancer. I understand that battle, but I'll be there, and it's great of you to offer to buy breakfast for all the coaches. We really appreciate that, and we'll look forward to that time too. But before that, we got a really fun game. It's a great team we're going to play, and you know, they have things that keep defensive coordinators up late at night. Last time I looked, you know, they haven't put their current stats on, but their quarterback completed, I think it was almost 75% of his passes. Well, that'll give you nightmares by itself. So this is a real team, and it's for the battle for the lead in the district championship and home field advantage in the playoffs. So it'll be a great night. It's senior night for us, and it's a night the seniors will walk the field together for the last time. We never know about the playoffs, whether it be home or away. So we do it. We're going to do it this year at this last game, and that's always a sentimental moment for me, because I've grown to love these kids, and they've been with us, most of them, for 4 years, and have invested a lot of time and energy, and given us a lot of highlights to remember. And that's what football is about, building young men into better citizens and better dads, and building great memories to look back upon. If you've ever played the game, you have a memory of some game, some time, and you can close your eyes and picture that. You get the same feeling, and so it is important. It's not the most important thing in life. I don't want it to be the most important thing in life, but it is important. And I know this. I can remember the name of every man who ever coached me. I can't remember all my teachers, and that's probably a bad thing to say, but that's the truth of the matter. And I had some great teachers, but I had a lot of great coaches too.
Coach, couple of comments I had on the street regarding you is, well, one of those was that you appeared to be really relaxed and enjoying this season. And I said, you know, I and Dan and I talked about that on our write-up. You know, it seemed like you really are relaxed and enjoying the season. And I said, you know, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that this is a really good group of coaches that really like each other. Not that that has never, it didn't happen in the past, but that they really seem to have bonded together as a coaching staff, and I think some of the pressure's off, because you know what the guys are doing their job, and you guys know each other. You got some great continuity, and but is that a fair assessment?
Well, I was a double major in college, and one of them was in history. And back in ancient times, if the leader of the army, the great army, got killed, they didn't want the other team to know, so they'd prop him up on his horse and tie him on, and he would lead him into battle. So I guess you got to look and see, am I moving on my own, or are they propping me up and moving me around? There's nothing to really get all excited about. The kids have to play the game, and We just have to tell them what to do, and we have a lot of people helping do that. Coach Farrington is just superb in the press box at picking apart the other team and getting their schemes. And, I get more credit than I deserve. I also get more blame than I deserve, but that goes with the guy. If you want to sit in the big chair, you got to take the big bullets along with the praise. But I pass it on to my coaches because they really do a great job. And when you're doing your best, what is there to get all excited about? You can't do any more than your best. And all I ask from my players and coaches, do your best. And ask the parents, you tell them, do your best, have fun, and we love you. And that's the way it goes. And before every game, all the coaches go around, shake hands, have fun, and we love you. And the love is the greatest motivator there is in the world. And you can go around the community and you find some people that think that I'm the greatest thing since popcorn, and you can find some people think that I should be fertilizer in the field. And it doesn't matter which way they feel about it. We're going to go ahead with our program and do what's best for the kids and have fun. But I appreciate those comments. I am alive, and
I'm going to be – if they bring out a horse, Coach, and you're on it, I'm getting real nervous. I'm calling Sharon. I can tell you there's a whole bunch of popcorn being sold around town, and this community is very grateful for the contribution you've given to the program. But more importantly, I think from a whole standpoint, you know, the culture of a community can be changed through the lives of kids. They carry that out, and that light that's being lit in these young kids' life, and now it's being shared, you know, here in the near future with their kids. But our youth are bought in, our families are bought in, and it's a cultural change, and we're grateful for it.
Well, no one man does it by himself. We've had a great staff, and the kids in the community bought in, and the community supports this program. They get to the games and cheer, and it's a family thing. And Albie's a great town to live in, to coach in, and there's some great people here, and we just take what we have and make the most of what we have with where we are at the time.
We're going back, and we're going to talk with Coach Odeffer and Coach Farrington. We're going to really live some of those highlights with Coach Farrington. He's sitting up there next to me in the press box. Good news, Coach. He didn't get any grease on the headset last night. He was able to use a napkin to wipe all that pizza off and the popcorn he was eating. But he had a nice view of the game. Just kidding. He was hard at work last night sitting next to us. And we're going to come back and relive those highlights and talk about that tough Blue Demon defense. Stay right here. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
It is time to save at Gardner Collier Jewelry. Almost our entire inventory of fine jewelry is now double discounted. Choose from diamond solitaires, wedding sets, diamond pendants, and earrings. Now is the perfect time to lay away for Christmas and save. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place, Mautauma, Penn Central, Mount Oskaloosa, where the area's largest selection of fine jewelry is now double discounted.
On October 10th, Albia Area Chamber of Commerce is holding an Oktoberfest in the 200 block of A Avenue West from 6 to 11 p.m. Admission is $7 per single and $10 per couple. DJ John Flattery will be spinning tunes from 6 to 8, and halfway back will rock you from 8 to 11. Food from Hy-Vee and Brick Street will be available. All of this fun is brought to you by the Albia Area Young Professionals, Brick Street Pub and Eatery, Care Initiatives Hospice Albia, Golden Eagle Distributing, Homestead Assisted Living, Hy-Vee, KIIC, LeGrand, Mahaska, People's State Bank, TD&T CPAs and Advisors, and Town Crier.
Get more for your money with Community First Credit Union. For a limited time only, with a minimum of $500, open a six-month certificate account at 2% APY. That is a six-month certificate account at 2% APY. Stop by your local branch today to maximize your earnings, and don't miss your chance to earn more with CFirst. APY is annual percentage yield. Funds must be from another financial institution. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first, credit union.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
This Blue Demon offense last night, electrifying once again, 63-6, the final score. And we got Coach Farrington, Coach up above, helping that scheme out that offense. And let's listen to one of these plays here. You know, they say, you know, you're one-dimensional and you only run the football. You only got Carter Isley. And I'm thinking, what are these people listening to? What are they watching? Because the weapons that he can throw at you, it's impressive. And here's one of those plays that didn't involve Carter Isley. But we'll take Carter Isley any day of the week. He is a man amongst boys out there. But Albie shows he's got more than just one option.
Reverse. Oh, here comes the counter reverse.
Wow.
On his way, it's Sennett to the 10, the 5, touchdown, Albia. Kyle Sennett in for the Blue Demon, touchdown on the counter reverse in Albia.
That's awesome.
With a blink of an eye.
47 student body counter, Coach Farrington ran it like a thing of beauty last night.
It's the best-looking play we run because it really does require all 11 guys. Usually, you know, I know nobody's supposed to take a play off, but if you're running over the left, the right-hand side guys, they can kind of take a little bit of the time off sometimes. But on that play, you got a block on the left side, you got a block on the right side. All the backs are involved in it. And I just think when that breaks open, it's just about as beautiful as it gets.
A thing of beauty, and here's another great play ran by this Blue Demon offense.
Power eye formation. Isley, a counterplay to the left side, trying to get the corner, gets a block. Staying with the block is Romanco. Carter nice. Isley, inside, outside, carries it upfield to the 5. Touchdown, Albia. Carter Isley.
Wow.
He stepped to the left.
Carter Isley, and, you know, Coach, one of the things that was so impressive about that particular run, and Carter did a great job of reading his blocks, but the fact that Bronco Romanco was out there. He gets out there. He's on the block, and he made the initial block, and there was a hole, and Isley did a great job of waiting for him to get there, and that's knowing each other. But then a lot of offensive linemen, at least the ones I've coached and at the younger level, they get that block, and after they know that the running back is getting by them and getting through the hole, they turn around to watch. But Bronco Romanco was on to the next level, buddy. It was a giddy up and find somebody else to get after.
Well, that's one of the advantages. You know, Ryan's played a lot of football for us, and he's a real smart kid. And, you know, on a lot of teams, he'd probably be like a fullback. But on our team, he's playing guard, and he plays guard like a fullback. You know, he hits somebody, and he's got good enough feet that he's going to find that other guy. And that's what makes the difference between a 5-yard gain and a touchdown like you saw there. So, you know, him and Nick and Hunter Makinich have all played 3 years up there. Then you got Case and Trent Garver filling in. And then don't forget those ends because they're really just a couple of other offensive linemen as far as we're concerned a lot
Absolutely.
Of times. But the tight ends, you know, Gannon and Cade Crawl and other guys come in there and play split end. And you know, I want to give a shout-out to Brett Freshwater who, you know, for our offense to go, the fullback has to play real well too. And he's been doing a great job of blocking. He's caught some nice passes when available. And he runs the ball hard too. I think he averaged 9 yards a carry last night. So, you know, it's a team effort. It's not just Carter, and you know, a lot of people. I think Carter think that he's just a power back, but he was showing some real moves out there.
Inside,
so he looked like
outside,
a halfback. Yeah. I mean,
and those cuts, you know, he looked like a ballerina,
and that's where there's downfield blocking, so he has an opportunity. Those guys are not hanging on him; he's breaking those tackles, and the other guys aren't there to clean it up because they're getting blocked by our guys. So our guys are just doing a great job.
Well, here's another thing of beauty here, and this is a play that I hadn't seen ran out of you guys, and I know it's in the playbook, but I hadn't seen it ran. Here's play a touchdown. Another Kyle Sennett run of 52 yards.
The 48-yard line. Here's us. Kyle Sennett on the running play. Sennett, the 40, the 35, cuts it back. It's a block. 20, 15, 10, 5. Take it to the house. Slippery Kyle Sennett takes it in for a Blue Demon. Touchdown, touchdown, Albia. 52 yards on the carry.
Coach, I hadn't seen that run. You know, you run that power eye formation, and you know, I've not seen the slot back get the carry out of that formation like that.
Yeah, we probably haven't ran that play very much since the last 4 years or so, but you know, it puts a lot of pressure on the defense because they still have to account for Blake Bear and Carter Isley going around the corner, and then all of a sudden we're sneaking Kyle up the gut there, and those two touchdown runs he had last night, he looked really fast on those. So just another example, but some good blocking downfield. He made a cut off a good block, and so it's just another facet that other teams have to prepare for, and gives us an opportunity to give teams a different look and put some pressure, you know, spread them out horizontally and vertically.
Well, here is the outside that we talked about, Blake Bear. And Blake, I think he was a little disappointed. He didn't get a chance on too many sweeps to get out there and block for the halfback. So I think at the end of this run here, I think he decided he was going to block for himself. Let's listen to this play right here.
Running clock going under a minute.
Isley with the hand. Nope, pick hand up. Running with the Bear to the left side. Has
come
the
on,
corner
turn. Right here. Right here. There he is right there.
Blake Bear
took out a
takes
ball.
It all the way in for a Blue Demon touchdown. He was greeted at the goal line by a black jersey that disappeared into green, and that is a touchdown, Albion. Blake Bear turned.
You know, when you got a quarterback that is physical, and you guys have had that. You know, the thing that I just, throughout Coach Dayton and your guys' time in this program, the quarterbacks have all been physical guys, and Blake, man, he was looking forward to that greeting at the goal line. I think he was really wanting to get a chance to lower his shoulders.
Well, sometimes us offensive coaches, we wince a little bit when the quarterback wants to do that because you're like, he's going to get banged up. But you know, I just want to say one of the things I'm really grateful for this year is I've got a headset that has two muffs on it because, as you can tell, you boys get a little excited when we're sharing a room. When I just had the one, I'd be hearing half of what you're going on. I'm like, man, that's a lot more exciting game than I'm watching. But anyway, you guys are excited. It brings a lot of enthusiasm to the crowd. And Blake is the kind of kid, you know, once again, he's another kid with a lot of speed. And so once he gets around the corner, he's hard to stop, and he's not going to step out of bounds. So, you know, and he's a big kid compared to the kids that are going to try to tackle him back there, those safeties and corners. And so he's going to bring some lumber. And, you know, I want to say right now that I was just really glad that I was not playing for the CMB Raiders last night because our defense and our special teams guys were just annihilating people out there. And there's some sore kids up there in that area. But we had some big hits, kickoffs, you know, and on defense, those boys were brave kids to get back up after some of those hits they were taking.
Well, this last touchdown by Albie, Coach, we talked about this earlier, Coach Staten and I, and last night on the radio on our way back in the locker room show, we talked quite a bit about the fact that there was no – you could not tell the difference between the first team and the second team in terms of the way they executed the offense. And Kay Crawl gets a touchdown here. But let's listen to it, and then we'll get some comments.
Kay Crawl on the bootleg. He's going to roll it. He's going to take it.
Gets inside the 20, 15, 10, 5 down the sideline. Dives to the goal line. Touchdown, Albia! Kay Crawl became Superman at the 5-yard line. It looked like it had a cape on him as he dove.
What a great effort out of Cade and that entire offense. They took the ball down the field, all new linemen and backs, and that was a thing of beauty. And I really give the kids credit for listening in practice and being attentive in practice. But I know that you can't do that on Friday night if you're not doing that to Monday through Thursday. And I don't know, but I would anticipate, having been around football for a while myself, that a lot of programs don't spend the time working with the individuals during the week. And then also with, and this is credit to you, and I mentioned this last night on the air, is that the freshmen and the JV, one of the things that the coaches have done is they've bought into to not necessarily, yes, you want to go out and win on the freshman and JV level, but getting guys playing time. And because they're getting playing time and guys are playing, they're staying in the program, so you have the numbers you got, but they're also getting reps and they're able to hone those skills. So you're developing the entirety of a football team. And if you're an Albie high school kid and you're going into high school, you want to be playing football because you're going to get to play football.
Well, this, you know, we were going to do two platoon a few years ago and it kind of got shut at the varsity level, but Phil Ryman and myself, we did it at the freshman level with these seniors. And what we found was if we just put kids out there, they'll make plays. And so it's kind of neat. We've been doing the same thing, Coach Brad Beckwith and Coach Hermson and myself, doing the same thing with our Froshmore team this year. You put them out there, and we don't put kids in a certain situation. Just stick them out there, and you know, 9 times out of 10, they're going to do the right thing because they've been coached up, and they're smart kids. And so and they make plays, and it's, you can see the excitement on their faces. Now, I know my freshmen weren't too excited this week in some ways because they were the scout team for the varsity, and they're getting a little frustrated. They weren't ever picking up any yards, and finally Aiden Reeves, our quarterback, goes, well, we're really not supposed to pick up any yards against the varsity. They are pretty good, and you know, throwing interceptions to Blake Bear is not all that bad, I guess, but you know, it's just those things like that. You know, if you've ever spent time on scout team, you know what we're talking about. It's a lot of hard work, and you get bounced around a lot, but it's a testament to those boys' determination. It's a testament and the kids they're playing are strong kids, but those kids on the scout team are strong kids too. We've had a lot of kids in the weight room this past summer and last winter, and that's what makes this a team. Those kids come in there and they're still stronger than the kids they're playing, so they push them around and they look pretty good out there. So it's pretty amazing.
Well, great job out of the offense last night. 63 points for the Blue Demon offense. And let's turn things over to the defensive coordinator. We get the guy in here, Coach Oda. For Coach Coach Dayton said, you know, you have to stay up late at night to prepare for teams like PCM. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm shaking. Well, I think what he meant is the next team. Because every, you know, the players, when they come in and tell us, you know, I would expect the coaches to know that you pay that time in, and they all talk about the time you put into studying the film. But when the players are coming and they're bragging about that, you know, bragging that their coach is putting that kind of time in to study the other team, I know you're working hard, and they know it, and I know they appreciate it.
Yeah, that's our job as coaches, is to put kids in good situations and try to give them the best game plan possible for them to be successful. And if we can do that, then we have confidence in our kids that they're going to go out and execute. And, you know, it starts with me, obviously, and then we have our coaches meeting, and, you know, all our coaches have good input, and they've all watched film, and we come together with some things we want to do and what we want to take away, and then we try to communicate that to the kids, and then they try to rep it all week, and then, you know, our test is Friday, so it's always exciting to see how we do on the test.
Flying Colors, 6 points. You guys, I don't think you've given up more than six for 5 weeks. It's pretty impressive the way the defense is playing. And assignment alignment football, when the you see as many different formations, and when they did the swinging gate against us, and Dan and I are up there, and we're kind of chuckling because you know, they were having to do things to try to create something because you guys were shutting them down when they tried to just do their normal offense. They did the swinging gate. And here's our linebackers, and everyone's pointing, counting out where they got, mm-hmm. and they lined it up, and we flushed that out pretty quickly because our guys were in the right spots.
Yeah, they surprised us with that last year, and you know, we kind of beat ourselves up about it, you know, in the off season and some of our coaches' meetings about not calling a timeout or not having our kids prepared, and so we're a little bit disappointed, and we hadn't seen it this year at all on all their films, but we've been repping it the last couple of weeks, just throwing it at the kids at random times to make them think, and we gave them set rules, so they did a great job when they saw it. They were ready for it, and they executed, and you know, it didn't look very good when they showed it. So,
you've had to really study because you've seen a lot of different formations every week. You know, you guys really have, and if you think of the high school level, the development of the high school level in football, it really gets to be complex to prepare guys to spread out the field, spay their spots. It's a lot of study.
Yeah, CMB does a really good job. Their coaching staff, offensive coaching staff, does a great job of, you know, spreading you out and then trying to see what you're in and then trying to make a play call compared to what you're in and seeing how many guys you have in the box compared to how many guys you have out. So, you know, we worked a lot on, you know, showing stuff and then getting out of it and then not showing and coming. And so, you know, it's one of those deals where it takes a lot of time and our kids, you know, have confidence in what we do. And, you know, I'm really happy with how they played.
Ball Hawks. Coach, you guys are just – Coach said that you know, last night in our pregame show, we talked about you guys are ball hawks back there. And, you know, teams try to throw it against the ball against you. They're going to pay a price if they do catch it. But in most cases, you guys are in the proper position to get an INT, and it's been a thing to watch.
The number of interceptions last year is, you know, tells us that we have guys in good positions, but also the guys that don't get a lot of credit are the D linemen and the linebackers that put pressure on a quarterback. When the quarterback has pressure, he's going to throw off his back foot, or he's going to make a bad decision, or he's going to get hit as he throws, and it, you know, affects the, you know, way he throws the ball. So, you know, those guys up front do a great job, and the guys in the back end are you know, having good technique and doing things they should, and that leads to success.
Well, the guys up front, you know, they run that little quarterback draw, and it's so easy from our defensive lineman to get themselves out of position over pursuing, and the lineman's going to let you get there. You know, he's going to let you go out of position. He'll help you get there, and our guys really stayed at home. They got very few yards out of that quarterback draw, which is, you know, usually can work very well because of the spacing.
Yeah, Coach Wilkins works hard on our especially our DNs, as far as making sure they don't get too deep. So, because the deeper you get, the worse off you are as far as being able to fold and play inside. So, he reps that a lot with them, and you know, it shows over time. And you know, we did some good things against that quarterback draw. And the thing about when the quarterback can run the ball, you have an extra blocker. Okay? So that adds a little wrinkle when they have a good running quarterback, that they have an extra blocker with their tailback that's able to add to it.
Coach, this physicality of this team, the punishing attitude, they were knocking guys down extra hard, and then you watch them in the air where they're trying to help them back up, you know, again, great sportsmanship, but man, they really are punishing. I think at times they hope they get to catch the ball, particularly in the defensive backfield, just to get a chance to get a licking on them.
We talk about that. I mean, football is a physical game, and you got to be physical, and you got to be tough, and you got to have a kind of a different mentality to play defense. And you know, if you've paid a price in the weight room and worked hard and done some of the things our kids have done, then you know you go up against somebody a lot more physical and maybe a little bit faster. You know, it should hurt a little bit.
Well, hey, you know, talking to several of the teams in Mount Air said that, you know, hey, they were really beat up that second week. It really paid a price. PCM, you know, got beat by Sigourney after we beat them, and they were beat up pretty good. I think common denominators after Friday nights playing Albia, you're going to hurt a little bit.
Yeah, and that's a credit to the off season. I mean, you don't build strength during the season, hey, and you just try to maintain strength during the season. And you know, it's really, really important from November to August, and you know, maybe even more important in the football season as far as what you can do in those months and how you can gain an advantage over your opponents during those months. So our kids have done a great job with that.
Well, coaches give me a hard time wanting me to buy you guys breakfast next week, but I'll tell you what, the offensive guys ought to be buying you steak dinners because you give them short fields to work with, buddy.
The offensive guys are tough. They get upset when you give them a short field, but then, then a couple games we didn't return a punt. We didn't send a guy back to return punt, and so they kicked it over our heads, and they get upset about that. So
you give them a little something, and they're just never happy. I understand.
It's all good fun.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Great job once again out of your defense. It's just playing outstanding football, and Coach Farrington's over there trying to sell tickets, but you guys are up there trying to win championships. That's what the defense does.
So. Bacon and eggs, right?
There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. Denny Whitlow's going to join us momentarily, just real quickly, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
You're invited to the Fall Open House at Mahaska Drug in Oskaloosa this Friday and Saturday, October 9th and 10th. Refreshments and register for door prizes every day. There's fun for everyone at the Fall Open House at Mahaska Drug. And don't forget your Halloween costumes for everyone from infant to plus sizes. Yes, savings throughout the store, thousands of items on sale. The Open House, Friday and Saturday, Mahaska Drug, A Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you are thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
Make a statement at Penn. The William Penn Experience provides an active learning environment that encourages students to develop and strengthen the mind, body, and spirit. With over 25 student organizations, including Greek Life, Business Club, Theater and Music programs, student government, and intramural sports, there is always something to do. Our diverse student population consists of students from 40 states and over 13 countries around the world. Getting involved in student life is a great way to be a statesman. Visit www.wmpenn.edu/studentlife for more information.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're going to run to the phone lines really quick. Denny Whitlow, Moravia Mohawks, the head coach, winner last night, 28-26, one of the best games on that football Friday night. Coach, congratulations. Stay undefeated. You're in the driver's seat to win a district title. And tell us a little bit about last night. Run that tight game down for us.
Yeah, Jason, you talk about a good, tough, hard-earned victory. Last night was definitely one of those. It was, you know, we kind of pulled out early, and Twin Cedars, give them a lot of credit. They didn't give up, and they came back at the end and, you know, almost pulled it out. But our defense stood tall with about 37 seconds left, and, you know, we were able to pull out the victory. But, yeah, we started off early on, and just with, just over a minute left in the game, Sam Klaus broke out for a 47-yard run, and that was, you know, a good way to start after our defense had stopped them on a three and out. So that was a good way to start the game. And then Briar Cochran, a little bit later, found a junior wide receiver, Jake Martin, for an eight-yard touchdown pass. So we felt like we were rolling, like we've been doing, you know, a lot, you know, most of the year. And then we came back second quarter. Briar found Trevor Cormany for another touchdown. So we were up, you know, 20-0, you know, early in the second quarter, and we were feeling pretty good. But then, like I said, Twin Cedar said, "Hey, we're not done. This is our parents' night. We're going to come back." And then they made a heck of a game of it. They came back, and their quarterback Trace Embry scored on a 1-yard run. Then that was it at halftime. So we went in 20-6 at halftime. Then we came back second half. About halfway through the second half, Daniel Berry for them, he scored on a 1-yard run. And then we were able to come back and – Briar. I was looking at the wrong team there. So Briar came back then and scored on a 1-yard run for us. And so that, you know, pulled us back up by 20. Then they had David Williams, the wide receiver, return the kickback 61 yards off the next kickoff. And that's something we're definitely going to have to work on, is our kickoff coverage. We've been kind of struggling with that a little bit. Then they just continued to score. They scored on Embry scored on the 1-yard run, and then Embry, with 35 seconds left, found Dakota Penninger for a 27-yard pass with 35 seconds left, like I said. And we had to stand up on that two-point conversion, and they tried to run a little pass play, and our defense was able to get a little pressure on them and break down, and they tried to throw it, and our D-backs did a great job of stopping that play, and that was the end of the game.
Well, Coach, what a fun night of football, and Twin Cedar is such a good program. Coach Ospaugh does a great job up there, and you know that that had to be one of the best football games to be a part of. You've been a part of a few close games here recently, you know, and so you know your team knows it can find a way to win.
Yeah, you know, I don't have a problem playing some of these close games right now. You know, that's one of those deals, but hopefully that'll get you battle tested whenever you get into those playoff games, because there's going to be more tough as those go on. And you know, now our kids have been in that situation a couple times this year, and they shouldn't get hopefully too nervous, too excited, and you know, should be able to keep their focus. And you know, I think that was a good kind of eye opener for our boys here late in the season. So you know, as long as you come out on the winning side of that, you know, that's a big thing. We told the boys last night that in the win loss column, it doesn't say 1-2 or anything like that, or they lost by two. It's just a win and a loss. So that's what we want to do, and try to, you know, just keep it up here the last couple of games of the season.
Well, you're down to two, Coach, and you're in the driver's seat for a district title and a one seed, and that's so important and coveted, and that would give you guys some home field advantage into the playoffs as well. So these are important two final weeks for your football program.
Yeah, you know, we play our parents' night next Friday night at Meltzer Dallas, and if we win that one, we would have the head-to-head against Wayne, no matter what would happen. Our last game, and our rivalry game against Seymour for the Warhawk Trophy, and that's always a good rivalry game at the end of the season. But you know, we've got folks on this next game, take care of business with Meltzer Dallas, and I know they've struggled some this year, but we're definitely not going to overlook them. You know, I think our boys might have been just a little bit overconfident about Twin Cedars, because we'd beaten a couple teams that they'd played, and so I think, again, the boys learned some good lessons from last night. But Twin Cedars, they have a heck of a football team up there.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Undefeated on the season and in the driver's seat looking for a district championship. And what a great season for you guys. And it sounded like an amazing football game Friday night. And congratulations to both you and Twin Cedars for giving all your fans a lot to cheer about on that football Friday night. And good luck the rest of the way, Coach.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jason. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Denny Whitlow, undefeated the Mohawks, and they got destiny in their hands, and we'll be looking forward to checking in with him next week to see how things went. And we have put another week in the books here at the Coach's Corner. Get out and enjoy this Saturday. Hawks play at 11. The Cyclones at 2 o'clock. We're going to have the pregame show starting at noon here on KISC. Get over to Pierce's Pumpkin Patch. A little free advertisement for our friends over there. It's always a great time. That's where I'm headed. When we see you next Saturday, we'll be at the pancake breakfast. And don't forget, the moms are going to be selling. They're having a couple of unique items up for auction. And I plan to get them. So just don't even think about bidding on them. Just keep your wallet snow. The moms are going to have a autographed or mounted picture of the football team with the helmet and T-shirts and quilts and the dollar raffles. It's going to be a great time. See you at the pancake breakfast. But don't forget, Friday Night Lights, 6 o'clock, right here on your sports leader, KISC.